Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do.
That logo speaks for itself. But, you know, Coach Vrabel is a guy who I want to play for. He's a football guy, no BS. And I've loved everything that everybody in that building's about since the first time I stepped in there. So it's a complete honor to be able to have this hat on right now.
Oh, my God. What a clusterfuck.
Vince, you were unmuted the whole time. Jackass.
Just playing with his fucking service weapon. Classic.
I wasn't saying anything. You were giggling.
I wasn't saying anything. These mics pick up an ant's fart.
Are we doing it?
I fucking can't. We are audio again. It's audio again. I am. Somebody send me a Jewish teenager. Somebody. An illegal immigrant. I will allow one over the border just to work like during picking season, but he'll just be doing only my video. He's going to be just doing my video because what is that? Tyler just popping in? Oh my God. This is a true snow.
Wow, look at this guy
from out of nowhere.
Ty, don't worry. We started 35 seconds ago.
Oh,
you fucked it all up.
Oh, my God.
It's been a disaster.
No, it's been a disaster. I'll be honest. It's not going how I planned at all. I had it all set up.
A lot of people are calling this the Mayo of podcasting.
Dude, you are fucking... Where are you, Blair Witch Project? I wish people could see it. It would be so nice if people could see the visual of the pod.
I have no light, but I have this.
Yeah. Awesome. Ooh.
What a view.
If that's not the Gulf Coast.
I live there. I live at the beach now. So, in case you guys are curious, what's going on down here?
I'm not curious, but
no.
So we just had a clusterfuck. So the Malcolm Go podcast is going visual, allegedly. But today was supposed to be a hard launch. It was a disaster. I'm learning. OBS.
Here's what happened: Tony had an all time off season bulk up. And he looks huge now, and he's like, "Oh, maybe we'll go visual now." Meanwhile, I've eaten ice cream for.
I would love to get the traps
days straight.
I got to get the traps on the video. Plus, I don't have a very good backdrop at all. It's literally the most blinding light of all time, right above my head. It doesn't matter today, but now I'm getting echo off of one.
Now we're getting an echo
off of something.
Yeah, it's
going on.
Probably Tyler. Tyler's getting it off the old beach. He's getting an echo off the fucking towers of Naples.
All right, I'll bow out. I'm happy about the weekend though. Great weekend.
Oh well, we'll get your quick thoughts.
Off season. I think we're ready to make a run.
I love it. 2001.
Hey, listen, we're already on April 30th. We are for certain concrete 10 or 11 win game. 10 or 11 win season already.
No the six wild card positions not a reality this year for us.
Oh yeah, easy. Yeah, I mean, and I don't even think we're gonna be the last wild card. I think we're gonna step right into like that. We'll be on wild card weekend, but we're gonna be playing like the four seed. You know what I mean? We'll be like the fifth seed or whatever.
Before you do leave, Ty, I want one word to describe Bill Belichick's relationship. Just one word.
Romance.
What?
Romantic.
Jealous.
Which one? That's why I started the pod with. I started the pod with Oyoko. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but
I couldn't hear. What did you start with?
Oyoko by John Lennon.
I wanted it to be started with the Will Campbell quote, but
I did. I put that in there at the end.
Okay, good.
It was just a clusterfuck. I need, like I said, I need a young Jewish boy to work for peanuts, or actually for zero would be perfect. And
that's what they're known. Yeah, they're known for that. They're known for working for zero.
He needs to just know nothing but producing video podcasts. Like, I need, like, those guys that do Edelman's podcast, but I just don't want to talk to me. Like, don't talk to me.
You're going to have, like, nine Jebedis in your email.
Go down to Saugus High. Start recruiting.
Good
opportunity.
You know, hey, intern. What are you doing? You want to come down to my basement and record a podcast for me? Yeah, you tell him?
Hey, listen, I just passed a Corey form to coach softball. And when I say passed, I did the test and nobody ever got back to me. So we're not even sure if I passed.
But, yeah, let's just be happy they didn't accidentally type in Dom's name.
Yeah. And then he would have already been in fucking CCOT or whatever fucking prison they're putting those illegal immigrants in.
Oh, yeah. I got a story about that. But I bet you do. A little bit later.
Marshall was down there.
I know a few of the guys that did that, and they said they, like, landed there.
That did that. Oh, dropped them off?
Yeah, they, like, landed there, and they were like, all right, so we're going to go downstairs, like, leave the...
How are the tacos in this place? So
well, and they were like, I want to check it out. And the guards are like, you absolutely won't be coming down here at all. Right. Made them put like the crazy mask and shit on.
Yeah, they all wear fucking like fucking executioner masks. So they can't be, that's what they do in Mexico. So all the fucking, what do you call it? All the fucking cartel guys don't cut their family's heads off.
That's literally, they were sitting there like four innocent white men where they were like, hey guys, like, you really don't want these guys to see your name tag because that'll be the end of you. So you should not.
All they need to see is Smith, and every Smith in America is going to be murdered.
Hey, would you prefer that prison if you just knew it was completely safe, but you had to act like that?
I don't know if I really like the idea of being bent over all the time. And not in a sexual way. Like, do you see how they have to walk bent over the whole time?
Which bend over would you prefer?
I'd rather the ass rape, honestly. I'm too old a man to be bent over and walking. I can't even get out of bed in the morning till like I have to stretch for two and a half hours before I'm ready for the day. There's no way I'm walking bent over in the submission position, whatever they call that.
I know an individual who just left like a little prison camp that sounded like it wasn't too terribly bad. To be completely honest with you.
Well, no. I mean, I think... Listen, not all prisons are the same, but prison is prison nonetheless.
We have eyes on the inside, and getting back, the guy I know is talking about getting into business ventures with his celly, so it must not be
too terrible. That's what happens. That's where... It used to be the golf course. Now it's inside federal penitentiaries, okay?
And that's why we're all failing right now, because we just need to do a little hard time.
Listen, Vince, you were back in the day, you used to work in those operations. I mean, you've heard some serious. I mean, those guys know what they're talking about. Nobody knows more about business and how to get things done and make money than people in jail.
I saw a guy make $100,000, in 1 year, making like some cooked up special ramen noodle, and the ramen noodle would be the heroin.
Well, yes, that would help. That helps.
Well, that's not bad, man. It's not a bad business idea for the outside, too. I mean, that is a transferable.
In Saugus Center, when I was a boy, my friend's brother went to jail. It was a place called Center Pizza, and I forget what you had to order. It was like extra anchovies or something, but they just put magic mushrooms on your pizza. And then, and that they, that's, yeah, it was just like a rocking rock star guy. And I'm sure they sold other drugs too, but that was what they got busted for. And like everybody in there went to jail. And yeah, so that was just a thing. They would just deliver magic mushroom pizzas to you.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good gig, honestly. I've really been thinking about like passive income. That's not a bad way.
I mean, honestly, like, doesn't it sound so much better?
Oh, here we go.
To start going down some form of Patriots discussion, it got tight this year. Taxes, I bought a house, the wedding.
Vince?
I was looking up blood donations. Tony was after me for the season tickets. I had nothing to give him.
Kid, he's still short, by the way. We are like 3 months in. We're like 3 months late, and he's still short.
He's got his plasma donation.
You haven't kicked up for the parking pass yet.
Oh, the parking is that's every year I hold out until.
Hold out. This money is out the door.
Trump is talking about getting rid of Patriots parking fees, and I think Vince is waiting on the executive order.
The parking fees are so reasonable. It's the most reasonable thing in Patriots football.
Yeah, didn't Kraft just drop them down? He just dropped the parking.
$250 for the year.
That's not bad.
I became an arms dealer to get you that money.
I know that. I mean, this kid was like, I get paid at midnight. I said, who gets paid at midnight? He's like, I get paid at midnight. You'll have the money before you wake up. I'd wake up. No Venmo. And he'd be like, something happened the way my bank account works. You don't get it. My bank account doesn't receive a direct deposit at midnight. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You have to, like, I'm married with a kid. If you saw my bank account for the, like, 24 hours, it was, like, it was a nightmare.
You don't even get it. Like, I have all those problems times three. I have, literally, I get one, like, the second week of the month, I feel like I'm a millionaire, and then I'm looking through my cushions for coins. That's literally the second week of the month, every month, I'm like, wow, we're doing pretty good. And then by the time it becomes like the 14th, it's all gone. Every single bit of it. I haven't saved a dime in 10 years. I don't even, maybe 0 year, actually. Maybe forever. So I might have my communion money stored away somewhere. That's about it.
But I mean, it's hard to, I'm like, we have a joint bank account.
Avi.
I sold $1,000 worth of ammunition. The money went in and went right back out.
This is not what we're doing.
Where did that go? I was like, I have bills to pay, woman.
Bills? You don't get it. The 204 doesn't pay itself. I mean, honestly, they send that fucking bill out way too soon. I mean, it used to be worse because the Patriots, like, it would be like the playoffs. And then the Super Bowl would be over. You'd be like, wow, we won the Super Bowl. And then you'd get a bill an hour later. Now it's at least like you get like 4 weeks in between games.
But you know what, Tony, you know what we should do is pool the money from the games we don't go to and just hold it. But I don't know.
That's impossible for me to do. That's literally an impossibility. I got my daughter's communion money this week, and I bought a scratch ticket. So, like,
that was another thing. I went into my fucking 19-month-old son's account to see if I could get money.
What are you using it for? He's not using it.
It was all tied up in the market. I couldn't get it out.
Exactly. You can't take the fucking penalties. Not over this.
Dude, you try calling your fucking finance guy and try casually bringing that up.
You don't get it. The 204, how much you need? It's like $1,400. He's like, sir, that's not worth it. It's a $2,500 penalty to take out your $1,400. And plus, you can't do shit. Trust me. You know how many times I've been down that road and be like, oh, I can just cash out my 401k. And they're like, dude, you might as well just go to jail because you can't even save a dime after that. The penalties are like you're going to be bankrupt. It's money that you cannot touch, and like you're going to either die or your kids are just going to inherit it and have to pay taxes on it. I'm not making it to 65 at this stress level. I finally got gray. Gray's coming in my beard now. It's over for me.
I'm doing pretty good over here. I got to be completely honest. I feel pretty good about life.
Is that a natural beam above your head?
I'm in my house.
Is that a faux beam? Those natural beams.
I don't know how to turn the camera. Oh, there it is. Yeah, I got some beams up here. I got a fat ass TV and I got this going on over here.
Oh, look at you.
Guys, get a ceiling fan. Are you kidding me?
Tyler just going all for it.
Look at that glass fireplace. That thing's never been used.
It will be soon. It might blow the fucking house apart, but
I'm gonna sign off. It's a fireplace.
It's a fireplace.
Have fun, boys.
Bye. Bye, Ty. Thanks for popping on. That was fun for us.
That was a good change. We haven't even tickled the Patriots yet. Let's jump in.
I mean, I think just to get it off our chest, I think we should start early. Before we get into the draft and all the changes that have been made in New England Patriots, because we could save some stuff for next week, but I do want to talk, since it's the hot topic this week.
I hate her.
This Jordan Hudson. Who is this broad, and how does she have such a Yoko Ono ball fucking clinch on literally this one of the smartest people of all time? Like,
because he met her? I'm enough of this flight bullshit, by the way.
Well,
there is
what happened.
No, okay, yeah. They were just going to Florida together. Shut up. And they bonded over.
Meeting. Have you guys ever read a romance novel?
You think Bill Belichick got on a plane without the biggest headphones you've ever seen in a hood on and talked to some 24-year-old, not even that good looking?
No,
I mean,
she's not. That's
pretty good pull
part.
For Bill. I'll give Bill credit.
Look, Bill's 100 and he's got the power dynamic. But like,
this
I
is
mean,
an app.
Does he? I don't even know if he does anymore.
Well, he's a pussy.
He's like Billy Beta.
He's Billy
like,
Beta.
Shannon Sharp has recently been accused of rape and had to like leave ESPN. And like, I'm like, I might rather be him at this point. Like, this like is a fucking. There's a scenario here where like sports figures are just teetering on. Bill has to be, not counting players, like he's got to be a top five sports figure in American history. Not counting players. Like if you're going just coaches alone, top five seems
a bit of a what are we doing?
He's a big deal.
He's a big deal.
But he's all in coaching. Come on,
we're talking about a guy who wouldn't tell Tom Brady good game for like 20 years.
And he's got her walking around at practice.
Dude,
Linda was at a Patriots practice, you can count me out. You count me straight out.
So we avoided all this. So that's fine. Like this, he's out in New England. He's still my guy, right? It's not even a midlife crisis because I think he's been too fucking laser focused on football to ever have a midlife crisis. Now he's like, all right, I'm retired, basically. I'm, like, coaching a fucking bunch of kids. It's, like, literally, like, the movie where Kevin James is playing the Saints coach, and he just coaches, like, his son's team. And it's kind of like that. Like, it doesn't really matter. If he wins, he's got a one-year contract, and he's down in Carolina. Seems nice. But
Wendy Williams 2.0, or, like, that other – who was the exercise guru that they thought was locked up in his house?
That he had locked up in his house?
No, you remember that guy from like the 90s, the Time gay up? Guy. You're feeling mighty.
Oh, Richard Simmons?
Yeah, they thought he was losing his mind and like people were saying he was locked in his house by like some.
He did end up dying though.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah. Anyway, well, he's dead.
Well, like he that's we need to talk about the court stepping in for Bill.
Are we at a Joe Biden level? Like maybe he's not really himself. He's just kind of like fucking a doddering an old man.
I don't know. Apparently, there was like a big Steven's wife got on there, like on Instagram, and like went off on on someone, some famous chick that's a Patriots fan. The blonde, she's a comedian. I forget her name. Glazer.
She's not a Patriots fan. She did the Brady roast though.
She was just like, people are being so mean. She's just working. This is what publicists do. And Steven's wife got on there and was like, she's not a publicist, and that's not what they do.
She's not a publicist. She's a lady that he met, and he made her a publicist. But the problem is he's listening to her, and she's sitting there, and she's got this, like, she's wearing matching sweatshirts with him. I'm like, this is just awesome.
Did you see the report that she wanted to take his framed Super Bowl jerseys and make them into crop tops? I think I got duped.
He doesn't have jerseys. I mean, he wore sweatshirts.
I'm sure he took a Brady jersey from a Super Bowl.
You think he has a Tom Brady jersey? I don't think,
I think he sleeps in it, to be honest with you. I'm so off on Bill that, like, I'm just – it was a Brady – Brady dominated so hard that Bill just wrote his coattails. I'm there.
No.
I don't want a statue because that bitch is going to have to approve it. I don't want it.
At this point, I'm not even sure he's going to be allowed. I'm not even sure that Bob Kraft's going to welcome him back to Foxborough anytime soon.
Bob Kraft saw the writing on the wall. This is why he left Linda. That's my take. He met her. And he cheated on Linda, met her, and Bob was like, hey, pal, you are not focused. You're focused on a 24-year-old brunette.
And that's why it all fell apart? Like, when did I don't remember where the overlap was, because he was definitely dating her after he was out.
He said he met her in 2021, and then you had the ring camera. But the only thing Kraft did wrong, Kraft shacked it until he hired that dumbass, and then it went downhill.
I remember a picture of him in New Orleans with her.
Oh, yes. Right. With the brunette.
That was the Super Bowl of 2020 or 2021.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was right after Linda.
That was her.
2021. Yeah. That's 4 years ago. She would have been like 19, right? That's absurd.
I don't think he cares.
She would have been 20 years old.
19, 20. But her, like, what are you doing? I mean, he's.
For her. They met on an app, obviously. She's obviously an escort. Like, what are we doing?
You think she's an escort?
It's not an app. This is high-end escort.
They're like seeking arrangements type thing. Where,
like, forever? You don't escort forever.
No. It started off as an escort, and it was like, you've seen Any Given Sunday? Like, he asked her if he's like, do you want to make this like a real thing? I'll pay for everything.
I mean, he could have done that with anyone. He could have got Julia Roberts, for Christ's sakes. I don't know.
Well, he chose her.
I mean, I get it, but, like, I don't know. I mean,
this is just a bad gig for the dynasty.
Like, that face that she made is just like every guy's got. That face was,
We're not talking about this. I would
there was no way I was going to watch my hero get fucking. Talked down to by his 20-year-old girlfriend. I said, no, I'm not going to watch this at all.
Bob Kraft would have looked at her and been like...
Bob Kraft sitting there just laughing, eating popcorn.
Kraft did not need a masseuse that day. I could promise you that. He was finishing on his own.
I gained a little respect for Bobby boy, because I swear, I bet her dumb ass was in and out of the Patriots facility. And Bob saw it, and he was like, enough of this.
You know who else is loving this, too? Can I say? Alex Guerrero.
Oh, man.
Fucking loving it. That boy is fucking having a blast. Him and Brady are fucking absolutely fist bumping over this.
Brady doesn't have time to do that. He's on YouTube too much. And
Bob,
that man is looking for a new hobby fast. He cannot figure it out.
This is so bad for the dynasty. Like, I can't take them. I can't take both of them being weirdos.
They're becoming middle-aged. Well, like I said, like, Bill's becoming middle-aged way too late, and Tom's becoming middle-aged, like, on time. He's divorced. This is why Junior Seau killed himself. I'm telling you. It's like they don't understand life after football. It was a little joke, but it's partly serious. They cannot
understand. Bill is still in foot. He took 1 year off, and all of this happened.
I get it. They don't understand. Like, these guys work 22 hours a day. They sleep in the fucking office just to beat the fucking, you know, the fucking Indianapolis Colts on Sunday.
Tony, he's coaching, though. He's coaching football, and this is happening.
It's spring in college.
She's at practice. Anything. I want to know.
Being Saban. He's fucking in the ACC. He's got a fucking general manager, which they just invented for college.
They've never had that before.
Arkansas basketball just hired the assistant GM from the Celtics to come manage the GM.
Are things. You can't just, okay, we need a general manager. What does he do? He's going to set up the recruiting. He's going to do all the scouting. And then the coach is just going to have to coach. So it's the same thing. So he's going to coach, and he's going to coach fucking kids. And they'll probably win 9 games. He won't even
They're
going to
win
a fuck.
3 games, and Jordan's going to be like, Bill, you need to take a new job. And he's going to be at Troy. Like, what are we doing?
Troy. I'm telling you, they can't understand a life that doesn't involve 20 hour a day film study. And then they just collapse.
What do you mean? Kids got to go to class?
Yeah, class. There's no class. He has no idea. Like, somebody tweeted one day, he's like, I think it was a Patriot, the next Patriot, he goes, doing a Bill impression. He goes, Jamiroquai, how the fuck did you fail African American studies? He did it with the fucking like the brush off fucking. That was very good tweet or joke. I forget who said it, but it was very funny.
Either way,
it's getting really hard for me.
Can we just talk about Vrabel? I can't talk about this anymore.
I want to talk about this a little bit longer because I can't respect it. Like, he should have stayed with Linda, who's prettier, by the way. One, she's better looking. Two, she was ride or die. He cheated on his original wife with her. People forget that.
And three, she wasn't at practice turning down Hard Knocks.
In the fucking, leading the fucking, all the wives and doing all the wife shit. They had
that's what they're supposed to do. The wife shit.
Right. Exactly. And then this girl's coming out of nowhere, has aspirations of grandeur. She went to Bridgewater State, like fucking Tyler. I mean, would you want Tyler being the PR person for fucking Bill Belichick?
I mean, he's the PR person for the Malcolm Go Pod.
I can't even get him on the fucking pod. He's down in fucking vacation. I mean, fucking taking a vacation late April to Florida. I don't know. He's getting the cheap deals.
You do learn how to get yourself out of bad PR situations at Bridgewater State.
He doesn't. He never got himself out of anything.
Don't Google it.
Like the draft, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, I guess.
Can we talk about Vrabel? Vrabel's awesome.
I'm sick of that. I just want to say I'm sick of that lady. I really hope he dumps her. Like, something's coming to a head. Like, they released fucking, like, dueling fucking... I mean, he spoke to the media, like, for 1 minute after Aaron Hernandez killed a half a city. And he's releasing, like, two...
On the University of North Carolina website.
Yeah, the official North Carolina website had two statements in 2 days. I'm literally, Odin Lloyd, like, was just discovered, and they were like, shit happens. He's like, you win some, you lose some with these guys. I don't know. And he's fucking, we're gonna ignore the noise. Meanwhile, fucking, where'd you meet your girlfriend who's 100 years younger than you?
We're not talking about that.
I didn't release a statement.
We're actually coming out with a Kama Sutra book next month.
I am gonna read his book. I've read your book. Oh, did you? So you're the one.
You think he wrote the book? You think he wrote it?
Bill, of course.
I am 100%
dumb guy.
I'm 100% that she approved everything he wrote in that.
Now she probably is going to write the foreword, like fucking, like she's been with him. I mean, I would be able to write the foreword to a Bill Belichick book more than she would.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Oh God, that's what he said, right? You're my muse and something. Like he, she might have wrote that for sure. But like can you imagine Bill Belichick saying my muse? Like, there's no way he's romantic at all. If she wants to be, you see, like her, like when they had a birthday cake for like Bill, and they had like the big photo op thing, and that was the other thing I wanted to bring up. Don't let me forget that. That was the most embarrassing thing. I don't even know if we talked about it yet.
The costumes.
Yeah, the cake topper thing that said like "Who gives a shit" or something, but it was either Halloween or whatever the fuck it was. But he was like being a fisherman that caught her being a mermaid. And I was like, that's it for me. I cannot co-sign this stuff. Like, there's grown men that looked up to him like a god. Like, literally the smartest man that's ever lived. Some of the toughest people that have ever walked in the United States. Fucking Willie McGinnis, who's like as strong and tough as you can get. Brian Cox. Richard, see, these guys, psychopaths, murderers, killers, and they're like, Bill Belichick, that guy's a scary dude. He's pretending to be the Gordon's fisherman with his fucking 20-year-old girlfriend, and I'm just like, it's over for me. I can't anymore.
What do you think her parents say?
They think that money train is as good as fucking, I mean, that thing is just rolling in. I mean, he better have a vasectomy is all I'm saying. Fucking better have a vasectomy.
If he has a kid with her, I really am out. Like,
do you remember when fucking Kraft, that girl that Kraft was with, got pregnant, and she was like not as young as her, but she was like late 20s or whatever. And then he was like, he immediately rose, like, this is not my kid. And he was like, but so she got pregnant like while dating him.
You know Jesus. Right?
So he was like, I'm definitely gonna I'll take care of the baby and all the shit, but it is not mine. That went away real fast. That was
That's a good PR team.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you need. That's billionaire PR. 100 million.
Well, no, it's 100 million. It's hard when your PR, when the person running your PR is the person ruining your PR. It's the same fucking person.
Actually, true. Yeah, she's the one. She doesn't get it though. Like, she thinks that like their love is. I don't know. I just understand like how a young girl like that thinks. Like, she just needs to be on Instagram all the time. Like, she just wants to be the Instagram girlfriend and get likes and shit.
She's got him doing airplanes on the beach. Like, I can't take
barrel, it. His barrel chest just pushing up and smashing her face into the fucking...
He really does have old weightlifter body. Like, just fucking the guys that used to wear, like, in the Looney Tunes, they used to wear, like, the bathing suits and the weight belts. That's what he looks like. He'd be carrying a dump... He'd be carrying a barbell, but they'd just be the giant cannonballs at the end.
His breast. It is what it is. I just can't...
Listen, that's what I'm saying, though. That's 50 years of eating peanut butter and jelly 17 times a day just so we can get through, you know, two seasons of Cleveland Browns film. That's what I mean. That's what he should look like. But now, like, how is Julian Edelman...
Now it's a little weird.
Yeah, how is Julian Edelman supposed to respect it? Like, they... His podcast, for how good it is, like, they had, like, an ode... Like, to Bill Belichick podcast over, like, you know, him and Gronk did, like, a whole episode about, like, Bill and how great Bill is on his birthday. And then you're looking, like, how can they even, like, I'd take it off the internet. Like, I would just.
No, but you got to take that. You got to take that down. Honestly, somebody, we need to have her on the podcast.
Listen, I'd have her and Shyana Jenkins.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's on the podcast. Is
that Hernandez's chick?
Oh yeah, our loyal followers on the Malcolm Go podcast Discord, discord.com/MalcolmGoPodcast, alerted me to a post that she made for like her daughter's first communion, and she has a public Instagram profile, which is just, I mean, that's crazy work. I mean, she's fucking. There's been like, I mean, I don't even know, like fucking Squeaky Fromm. I'm trying to think of like other people, like Hillary Clinton. I'm thinking about like the most loyal bottom bitch you can be. I mean, that talk about being down for the cause. I mean, there's never been anyone more loyal than Shyana Jenkins. And like,
no, she's more loyal than Hillary. Like, her husband was not only did he murder everyone, he was a homosexual.
Yeah, he was being gay and killing people. And you hid the gun or threw the gun away, allegedly. And then, you know, now you still, like, you post weird pictures about him. Like, he's a hero. Which, he did do a heroic thing by killing himself. Because when he killed himself, like, the NFL couldn't take his money.
Or that's nobody, true. He hooked
nobody
up
could
his
take
kid.
His money. So, like, now all the kids got all the money. But, anyway. It was a weird time. When
that's
he
a
did.
Very brave thing for a gay man to do.
Yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But I was just thinking about loyalty. That just, it always leads me right back to her.
Can we just talk? Can we get into the draft now?
Like, yeah. So
Mike Vrabel is everything the New England Patriots needed, multiplied by 100 after the catastrophe of last year.
Can confirm. Yes. Love it. Love everything that they've done so far. The draft, aside from a couple day 2, day 3 picks, was my favorite draft since the Chandler Jones, Dante Hightower double dip.
It was an elite. Can we wait? Elliot Wolf, I liked when he was like, yeah, last year we just kind of like everybody got in a room and we had no plan. We were just going in there. We're just getting in.
Like me
in
and my yeah, fuck it. Hey, whatever. It's just like fantasy. Do whatever you want to do. Fuck it. You get who you get. They're fucking, they were stupid last year. They still
nice.
Yeah. They're still stupid, but they added like a bunch of the Vrabel guys, so they knew what they were looking at. So that was good.
Vrabel is getting rid of every single human being. He got rid of Joe Cardona. Joe Cardona, very loyal man to this country. Vrabel said, "You were on the team last year. We'll see you, pal."
Yeah, those are two things I disagree with. Where they were completely unnecessary things to do. Where cutting
draft the long snapper.
Well, that's another one. But cutting Cardona and cutting David Andrews, captains. It was blatantly obvious that it was like, okay, complete reset. If you even knew Bill Belichick, you're not playing or being here anymore. And that's not, I don't think, a Vrabel decision. I think that's more like, let's get young, but also I don't want anybody like saying, okay, this is how Bill did it when we were winning. So like literally all the captains that still had something left to give are gone. John Jones, Dietrich Wise, David Andrews.
They got rid of Dietrich?
Well, they let him go to Washington, yeah. So him, John Jones, fucking David Andrews could have at least competed into training camp like Brewski did, you know, and let him retire. And then they let fucking Joe Cardona go, who could long snap till he's 60.
But they drafted one. If you draft a long snapper, you have to play
him. Well, exactly. But that's a whole nother thing. You don't have to draft him. You could have drafted a linebacker since you cut fucking Jawan Bentley. Another thing you didn't have to do.
I do like this new thing where we just draft a kicker every year. It's kind of a good time.
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen? Just pick the consensus best kicker every year. If he sucks, he sucks. And you have a shitty kicker for a year.
I don't know. We got Will Campbell, though. That's everything. That guy is going to – he's going to be a red coat just based on quotes alone.
Yeah.
If you're going
off vibes, he also – I mean, that is as country bumpkin as
he's a good guy.
He makes you look like fucking Einstein with the way he speaks. He is fucking – I have to listen to him at like 3x speed. He is the slowest speaker I've ever heard.
I could listen to him. I have listened to the Amazon quote. I swear to God, I have sat and listened to it 35 times in a row. And every time I'm like, this guy, he's dating his college girlfriend or his college quarterback's sister. That rocks.
You know how surprised I would be that he knows how to read anything but a playbook? There's not even a chance. Like that guy knows nothing but fucking blocking techniques.
Is that not exactly what we wanted?
It is, but I'm just saying, like the way he spoke at the, and sure there was emotions, but like when he was speaking and being interviewed, I'm like, why does he speak so slow? Like why don't people have to go places in Louisiana?
Like, he said he was gonna die for Drake May. The third quote after getting drafted was,
to be fair, I say the exact same thing in my house twice a day. So
except for you have no responsibility to actually do it. It's his whole entire well-being is that.
That's fine. He needs to be doing that. I do that every Sunday. I am willing to fight and die in section 204 for Drake May. I've said it here and I'll say it there. It's a fact.
I mean, Drake May, between him and Campbell, we got two Bubbas back there now. We're going the right direction.
Listen, okay, so that was a hit, obviously. I mean, they made the right decision. You picked the right guy, a guy that's just the fucking, okay, short arms, fucking quarter inch off, who cares? Let the fucking guy go in and compete. If he's not an elite left tackle, he'll be an elite guard. Figure it out. And the guy doesn't care. He'll play both. So then, anyway, second round, you draft Trevion Henderson, stud from Ohio State. Stud.
Andy blocks. Andy
pass
blocks.
Pro stud.
Pass pro. He's going to eat, by the way. You know, a sneaky need that nobody remembered they needed was a third down back. You bring Josh McDaniels in. The Patriots never won a Super Bowl without an elite third down back. Haters forget that.
You just got like a little bit bigger James White. It's got to be.
He's 4.3 speed. James White.
Mm-hmm.
James White was probably 4.6.
This kid, he'll eat in Josh.
Yeah.
The receiver is going to be a problem.
I'm huge.
Williams.
I've been watching film on him so much.
Williams or Henderson?
Myself that
Williams
finally hit
on William. Oh, Will, I do. I respected his game so hard. Like I wanted to draft him in the first round so Syracuse had a good season last year. Good, really good. They were like, you know, top 15 ranked a little bit, got into the Holiday Bowl, played Washington State. Washington State's entire coaching staff left. Like, wasn't even like, it was like a week and a half before the bowl game. So then the quarterback sat out, decided he was going to transfer. Like a dozen other players sat out and were going to transfer. Kyle Williams played and had like 200 yards with like the third string quarterback. And I was like, this guy is a dog. And fucking, he reminded me of Steve Smith watching it. And then I, Steve Smith came out with a video. I was like, this guy plays just like me. I was like, this guy, I love him. I love him already.
He cooked Travis Hunter. He's just good too. That kid is just.
He's very fast. He's very quick.
And he runs good routes. I'm a big fan. Big fan. Yeah,
I mean, listen. Now you suddenly got a bit of a log jam here, wide receiver. I don't.
You're 100%. I would assume Bourne is going somewhere for a pick.
You gotta have depth though, because
they have 12 receivers now, and
yeah, they don't need those.
One of them's good. Well, two of them are good. So listen, I still think, and I don't know if we talked about it since, but I think Mac Hollins. I've been vocal about it on my Twitter, Brady Disciple, that Mac Hollins is no lock to make this team. He's a fucking special teamer with, you know, his best season ever as a wide receiver came with Josh McDaniels, and it was 690 yards, which is like an average Kendrick Bourne year. And Kendrick Bourne is 2 years younger.
Yeah, but Kendrick Bourne's made of paper mache. That guy gets hurt every time he gets stacked.
He tore his ACL once. I mean, who Mac?
And then remember all he was doing before that.
Mac, I hated it. He doesn't wear shoes. I hate it. I hate it.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a big fan. Butte's good. Butte's good. And then, like, Pop. I think Pop is good, but, like, is he? Is Pop that good?
He's going to be a 1,000-yard receiver with Josh McDaniels, by the way, and with fucking Diggs on the outside.
I forget that we have Stephon Diggs, and people are like, "Eh, that guy is a fucking machine."
I don't know, man. I've been watching him do fucking. I don't know. You probably shouldn't be watching it and like making a big deal about it. But I watch his workouts, and I'm like, "That's a superhuman." Like he had like he tore his ACL like 6 weeks ago, and he's fucking the quickest person I've ever seen.
He's with Drake May. That's a 1,200 yard guy.
Yeah, he's gonna be a 1,200 yard guy.
I Drake's selling for 7,000.
He's your one. Kyle Williams is probably your two. Pop's in the slot, and then you got Polk. Butte, who has, you know, he's got rapport with Drake May. And then you got fucking Polk, and you have the other higher drafted fucking, what's his face? Baker. So, like.
You're going to get a bump. You got to expect to get a bump from one of these guys now that we actually have a football coach instead of somebody listening to a podcast.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I mean, I'd love to see Baker at least play before you would decide that he's no good.
Yeah, he's a thug.
Yeah, but, like, let him play and see. Like, maybe you can trade him in training camp. They're going to have to get rid of somebody. I'd rather it just be Hollins because he's not good enough to be there.
I'd say the Butte stuff would be interesting, but trading him
again,
would be
like trading young guys that have played well with Drake May. Like he would be the last guy I traded.
I would trade him for sure. I would get rid of Bourne. Bourne can actually get you a pick of some sort.
Yeah, Bourne is good though, and Bourne had 800 yards with fucking.
Yeah, but how many fucking 5'11" receivers do we need that do the same thing?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to get younger. I don't know. There's so many ways you can go about it. I just think it was a mistake in general to sign Mac Hollins, and even more of a mistake to sign him day one of free agency.
Maybe Josh liked it. Whatever. I also like the center. You got the center was supposed to be a first round pick.
I mean, so was Shedeur Sanders. So he's fucking basically undrafted.
Yeah, well, Shedeur Sanders has some character issues going on there. Character issues.
I don't know if he did, but. I don't even care. I never thought he was good anyway.
I also don't think he's very good. So
he's not. But he's fucking. He had the hype machine behind him. I mean, to be drafted by Cleveland in the fifth round, even two rounds after a much worse quarterback, is telling.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be the starter probably for Cleveland. Is Deshaun Watson hurt?
No, he's not hurt. But he.
It's such a Browns move to like. It's not going to work.
I think they took two quarterbacks and two running backs in the draft. I'm fairly certain.
That's sweet. I love that draft for them. Well, they got that huge haul for Travis Hunter, though. That was a fucking Herschel Walker trade.
I mean, what in the fuck were they thinking?
They moved up three spots. They gave up, what, two first-rounders, a second-rounder, like a fourth and a sixth-rounder?
For a dude that's going to play both ways? What are we doing here?
I don't know. They had like a 30-year-old GM that was like doing whatever he wants.
He was like, I know the sport.
crazy.
He's dirty. I thought the same thing about Sean McVay. I was like, why does this idiot think he knows more football than me? He's the head coach of the Rams. Oh, just so you can wear a tight shirt? Big fucking deal. I can do that. Like, at the time, he was like 5 years younger than me. I was like, there's no way he's going to be a good head coach.
I would say he's probably still 5 years younger than you.
Yeah, but at the time, I thought I wanted to disrespect him because of it. Yeah, I'm excited about the draft. I think they made a lot of good plays in free agency. Obviously, free agency, they had so much money, they could literally get whoever they wanted. They ended up with no linemen, really. They got Morgan Moses, which is good, because he's going to give you the right tackle. So basically, you have to, like, you don't have to worry about any of your old players. You just have to, like Vrabel could build his own team around. Did he cut everybody? Got rid of all the older guys, you know, kept anybody of any value, and then added studs. Like, Carlton Davis is going to be a stud with Gonzalez. Yep. Milton Williams is going to be a stud with fucking Barmore and Keon White. They're going to wreak havoc. The only thing I didn't understand, there was a couple things I didn't understand. Like, why get rid of Bentley? He's a hard-hitting, you know, middle linebacker. And then you add, like, three other linebackers that are thin and fast, but, like, not... Like, they're not, if you're going to be a run the ball, stop the run type team, why are you getting rid of your fucking hard hitting middle linebacker that stops the run? I don't get it.
I don't know. I trust Vrabel. At this point, I'm in. For whatever Vrabel
wants. I have no choice because I don't even know what kind of defense they're really even going to play. And then they're like, you know, they got a lot, they drafted two good D linemen. I don't know. That fucking kid that they got also that I'm excited about, the rodeo kid. We'll see how he's going to
work. That kid, I don't know. I did watch like a full. Somebody put out like a full like 10-minute thing of him. Yeah. Where is he? I mean, he moves a lot. He moves a lot like me. To be honest,
he went to like UC Davis or something, and he's like a I don't know. People said he's like Christian McCaffrey of D1A or D1AA, whatever the fuck they call it now.
But yeah, like, that guy. I watched like an actual 5 minute. I wasted 5 minutes of my life watching him.
Yeah. He's,
there's no way he makes the team. The other kid from Eastern Washington, Cooper Kupp land, that kid is legit.
And Kendrick Bourne. What, is this Efton?
Yeah, that kid is a problem.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
I mean, all right. We got to figure that out because we're going to have to get into camp quick here because I got to figure out who I'm going to put on my roster. I got a little worried.
I think you're going to trade two receivers. I don't know what two, though. I think you're going to trade. I think Bourne is gone for like a fifth rounder.
Dude, Bourne is so going to outplay fucking. I'm telling you, it was a fucking huge mistake. I think McDaniels wanted to add a receiver, and he knew Matt Collins, and he played for him well in fucking Vegas. I don't think they thought that they were going to go after Diggs, number one. And I thought that they figured they were probably just going to draft a receiver. There was zero. Like, there's no way anybody was going over Matt Collins day one of free agency.
There was no way. But if McDaniels likes him, whatever, dude. At least he's a big body.
He liked.
We have so many of the same exact receiver on the team. They're all 5'11 to 6 foot.
Yeah. So what? Matt Collins is 6'4 and has done nothing in his whole career. He's been.
But at least he's 6'4. By the way, no extra year for Cole Strange, obviously, and Austin Hooper's back. That's fun.
I'm a big Hooper guy. Hooper
had one of the best catches of the year last year.
Hooper showed up. Let the man play. I'm a little worried. I mean, there's a couple players that I had high hopes for that don't look like they're going to make the Vrabel team.
I don't think Jaheim Bell is going to be on the team.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But, I mean, he was a seventh-round pick with, like, a you know, some aspirate. You can get him on the practice squad. I'll tell you who I think's looking – he's squarely on the bubble right now is Marte Mapu.
I think he's out. I think he's
squarely on the bubble. Out. And I'm a little nervous, to be quite honest, about fucking about Duggar at this point. I mean, I know he was hurt last year, but I'm nervous about all the safeties. They signed that Vegas safety, Epps, and then they drafted one in the fourth round.
That kid's just purely a net. That was a weird pick.
It was a weird pick, but like he's still a fourth round draft pick. You don't just cut a fourth round draft pick. So it's kind of weird. I mean, you tell me. I mean, you know, now you've got like eight safeties.
Good. We're just gonna dime it. We're running the dime. We're back.
Not a lot of corners. Be honest. You got fucking. You could have used a couple slot corners in the draft. Instead, they drafted the safety.
Maybe they think that kid could be a cover corner.
Where he's gonna be a nickel corner because you got two outside guys.
So I'm saying. I don't know. Duggar's not going anywhere.
You guys like Swinson?
Yeah, that's an elite pick. That kid's a fucking problem.
People said that was like a major steal.
Him and the kid from Florida State, the down lineman, the farmer. He's a farmer. Beast. He's like the size of Christian Barmore. Not as like fucking.
Not as good.
Not as good, but still. I mean, I'm just too excited to see. If they're going to go 3-4 with Barmore, Keon White, and Milton Williams.
God, I forget Keon White. Keon White is a problem.
See, this is, by the way, this is Mike Vrabel's perfect for Keon White.
Oh.
Like, Keon White was going to literally request a trade if he had to play for Vrabel anymore.
Wait, can we talk about how
to pay for Mayo,
Vrabel and the boys flew down to LSU and Vrabel ran a drill against Campbell and Campbell put him on his ass?
Yeah, do you remember the videos of him doing it in Tennessee? Like, he's like with pregame, he's out there with the pad on his chest getting fucking smoked by who's that guy? Like Taylor Lewan? Like, just, I mean, the fucking guy is
he's a big 6'5". Boy.
5. I mean, he's played in the league for 15 years.
Yeah, but Campbell putting him on his – I mean, Campbell planting him on his ass rocked, and then getting drafted by him.
You know you're getting drafted if you put the coach in his ass.
And then you say something. Campbell talks shit, too. And a visor at left tackle is a slept-on move. That's elite. He's a black visor. He's a black visor guy.
Is he?
Ooh, yeah.
I like that.
They already have it on his helmet.
He wears all that eye black, which I – you know, it's fine.
He's a college guy. He probably says John 3:16. It's a college move.
As long as you don't put like crosses on it, I like eye black.
Do you remember when the guy back in the 90s? I used to like when people would tape the face mask and they would put like little. That was a big like Dion Star. Dion started pretty much everything, but like you did like the white tape on your face mask in like little areas.
Was that just a fashion thing?
Yeah, I mean, so was the nose. So was like the nose fucking strips. Everything was just fashion.
I do think a number 66 jersey is on the. It's coming.
You think it's on? You think it's fucking? I think
a left tackle jersey in general is electric. But him being himself, who he is, and saying like the logo shit, and he'll die, and then Amazon.
I literally almost got that. I almost left my house and got a tattoo of that when he said. That logo speaks for itself. Took him 2.5 hours to say it.
Unbelievable.
Fucking Forrest Gump said it.
Look, he was an emotional guy. It's a big moment for him and
that
his family.
That logo speaks for itself. If he goes to the Hall of Fame, that's going on my chest. I promise you that. If he goes I don't even care if we ever win a Super Bowl.
If he's decent in the preseason, you're going to get that tattoo on your chest.
I might get a Patriots logo tattoo and just get that. That logo speaks for itself. He literally sounds like Clark Forrest Gump listening to his mom get banged in the house by this fucking superintendent. Your mama sure does care about your schooling, boy.
I'm so happy with this team. This is a playoff team, 100%.
They really did turn it around fast. I mean, they rebuilt the offensive line almost completely. They got a new center, a new right tackle, a new left tackle. So you got Cole Strange, who can slide back to left guard. You got Owen, who's going to slide back to right guard.
Which he's good at.
You're going to have, you know, a plethora of linemen to, I mean, of tight ends to use. Sorry, of wide receivers to use. So we got two good tight ends. You got three good running backs. And then you got Drake May. You've got a good offense. Your defense is now a little iffy because I don't know how you're going to play or what you're going to play.
Take your linebackers. Your linebackers
are players.
Your linebackers are iffy. You have a lockdown number one, and your defensive line is elite.
Yeah, your linebackers is really your only weak. Well, wide receiver is still weak until we know. And line is the offensive line is still weak until we really know. But on paper, I mean, this is a AFC East contender. I mean, they're easily. I mean, I think they're better than the Dolphins right now.
Or like yes, Tua was out Dolphins, by week Dolphins. Three with brain soup.
They're on par with the Dolphins right now, so they're like, you know, they're fighting with Buffalo. I don't think they'll win it, but they'll be in the mix.
Their schedule looks pretty hard, to be honest with you.
The Patriots' schedule is dog shit.
Easy. Is it?
They have the last place schedule. They're playing like they could easily win 6 games at home.
I think I just have like PTSD from us being so ass.
Dude, they have like 11. They have like 9 gimmies, and like 3 they should win.
All right, we got to relax with the fucking gimmies.
Dude, if they don't win 11 games next year, just based on schedule.
I mean, they've got the Steelers at home, Browns, Falcons, Panthers.
Bad
Raiders, Giants, and then you've got the division on the road.
Jets.
The road's not great. You got Ravens, Bengals, Titans, Bucks, Titans, Saints, easy. Bills, you know, the shit.
So you got Titans and, I mean, you got the Titans and the Jets on the road. You should win those.
And then the Saints. I mean, what are the
Saints? Saints, you should win that. And then you got, like, every home game's winnable, besides probably Buffalo. Or, you know, there's a couple that are tough. But, I mean, there's, like, eight winnable games. There's, like, 10 that you should say these are – you need to win that by two touchdowns.
Yeah, I just have PTSD. We've just been so bad for 6 years.
I get it, but whatever.
We got the culture going. It's not the circle of friendship. No hoodies in the building.
Vrabel's the man. There's no, you don't hear any of this shit about like people having fun anymore. I love it.
I love no fun. I loved when he set out the rules. He's like, no hoods. Everyone talk nice. He knows who he was talking to. He was talking to in the room.
No more cocaine and strangling your girlfriend.
No murder.
Yeah, what's Peppers about? Is he good? Is he good?
Yeah, the lady was fucking, I think he's suing the lady for fucking him over.
Oh, yep. Did you see? What's his name? Jones? Didn't he get released? Jack Jones?
Oh, yeah, he got released.
Yeah, it sucks. Sucks for him. Talented guy, really stand up citizen. It's really tough that he
got out. Fuck it. He's Bill Belichick got that motherfucker out of federal jail. He should never say a bad word about the Patriots.
Bill Belichick didn't. That Dyke did. Dyke got him directly out of that.
That's who I sold my ammo.
He was paying top dollar after he was getting out of Vegas.
Vince met him at the airport with it.
Whatever. What else happened? We only got like a couple more minutes here. What else happened this offseason?
A shitload's happened. What are we talking about?
We can come back next week when I get my fucking my video all squared away.
I feel like Mayo's going to sue, for being honest.
Sue for what? Being dog shit? He can't sue. That's why they let him coach last year. I'm telling you. I told you this for fucking a million years. We got under a minute, but... I mean, I told you he didn't like the reason he got the job last year is because dumb Kraft gave him a fucking some type of weird contract, and he never would have got that job. Kraft had no idea Vrabel was going to be there. I'll let you guys say goodbye, and I'm going to rant for another 5 minutes.
Goodbye, everyone.
Go Sagems.
We hate Belichick's chick. Go Hogs. Bye-bye.
Bye. Anyway, I still I'm leaving this call. But anyway, I was getting some. I don't know if that's me. Giving me feedback or whatever. But anyway, it was clear as day. Mayo would have never gotten that job had it been on the up and up because nobody thought anyone, including the Krafts, me, Belichick, anyone, thought Vrabel was going to be available last year. It's shocking enough that he didn't get a job. Like I wanted them to run to the table and just sign Vrabel to be the head coach if you were going to make a change at all. Now, looking back on it, maybe fucking Jordan Hudson would be running the team if it was still Belichick, so maybe it's a better thing. But it tells you a lot that, I mean, Gerard Mayo hasn't even gotten a fucking phone call to be an assistant coach somewhere. Yeah, I mean, the fucking guy's not even on TV. I mean, he did 3 years on, like, Fox Sports Rhode Island, whatever the fuck he was. You know what I mean? Like, he was just him and Tom Caron... or whatever his name is, Tom Curran, talking to, you know, Patriots X's and O's. He hasn't even gotten that call back yet. I mean, maybe he's living off the contract he got from Kraft. I don't know how much they gave him, guaranteed, but I'm sure it was a good amount. And, you know, he can go back to working in a cubicle or whatever. But, I mean, he hasn't even gotten a call to be an assistant coach, like a fucking advisor. Like, Vrabel was he was fired, but he got to be an advisor in Cleveland last year. So, I don't know. Vrabel doesn't even get to do that. I mean, Mayo doesn't even get to do that. It's interesting. I don't know. I apologize because I did say that I was going to try and get out there with video today, and I had it all set up, and it's definitely set up for a solo broadcast, but when I did the groups, I had them pop into it, and it was just a clusterfuck from the start. They couldn't see me. I couldn't see them. They couldn't hear me. The fucking the audio was, you know, it was 25 parts of the same audio, so it was like... It was just echoes on echoes and then just loud beeping. It was, I mean, not that this podcast is good to listen to anyway, but it would have been farther worse. Yeah, I mean, I think we covered a lot today. I'm going to try to come back out next week. I'm going to start doing a lot more this year with the Patreon, trying to take this thing back up. I just put more energy into it because I do like to do it. So, I mean, I think a lot more of it's going to be, I'm going to do at least the broadcast here with the boys where we do our regular podcast on Wednesday nights and put that up on audio and then video as well. Video will go up on Patreon at night and then YouTube the next following day. You know, with Patreon, there'll be no ads. I changed the values of the tiers to make it more, you know, economical to my fans, to our fans. And so, you know, I just want to get people directed towards that. Help the squad out, you know what I mean? So I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be doing reaction videos, solo reaction videos the days after. That'll be video. That'll be Patreon solely, only on Patreon. That's going to be Monday or Tuesdays, what depending on when the Patriots play, or Friday. You know, depending on what they play. And maybe I'll be doing, you know, live watch-alongs on there, whatever, something when I'm bored. And then hopefully, you know, I'm going to be doing some tailgate talks as well, and that's going to be exclusive to Patreon, where that's going to go up only on the top tier, which, you know, that I that doesn't happen all that often, but that's going to be extra as well. That'll be people, me, friends at the tailgate. That'll be audio only because I ain't buying fucking cameras. I can tell you that, and I ain't setting them up in the parking lot. So, but that usually gets pretty fun and rowdy, and put that up on Patreon as well. But yeah, we're going to go definitely to YouTube this year, try and build the brand up a little bit more. You know, get out there, do some shit. We'll see. I don't know. I'm 40. What am I doing? I mean, it's over for me. Let's face it. So, anyway, it's go Pats, you know, and, I'm really not really happy with Bill, if I'm being honest, but I'll teach you. All right, stop.
Do your job. All right. Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is set to go, snap ball down, kick up, kick is on the way, and it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the
league! Hey! Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.